Okay, this is going to be part four, or maybe part 11 of grace. Acts 4:33 says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." Now I'm going to read a psalm that the Lord gave to me yesterday. Just bear with me.
Hey, bear with me.
Okay. Great grace is upon us all, so we will never fall. Greater is He who is inside of us. Jesus is the Spirit of grace. This is the chorus. So let your praises arise. Let your circumstances be changed by the power of grace who lives inside of you. Verse 2. That is what Paul and Silas did when they were in jail. They lifted their praises to God and He came through. It's the chorus. So let your praises arise. Let your circumstances be changed by the power of grace who lives inside of you. Verse 3. Your great grace is upon me. For I already have the victory. No weapon formed against me will ever be armed. So let your praises arise. Let your circumstances be changed by the power of grace who lives inside of you. Okay, now I want to read scriptures on grace. Just want to encourage us today. The first one's going to be Romans chapter 4, starting with verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. To him that works. Now I want you to, as I read these on grace, take heed to what it's saying. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Grace and works, they don't go together. I'm talking works of the flesh. I'm not talking about the works the Lord tells us to do. Okay, 16. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. We're not in faith. We don't have a grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Romans 6, this is 14 and 15. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Here we go again. Works. The works of the flesh. You're not under grace if you're working the flesh. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Neither the two shall meet. Romans 11, chapter 11, verse 6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. So works nullify grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. First Corinthians 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. So Paul says, by grace given to him, God gave him the plan to lay the foundation. I'm accounting on that too. Let's see what I'm looking at. stapled it too far down. 1 Corinthians 15:10. For by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So what you are in God is by the grace of God. Second Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Second Corinthians 6:1. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. In other words, I guess maybe make it become too common. I don't know. In vain. It ought to be held up very highly, God's grace, because it is the power and equipment to do ministry. That's what it says in the vines. Power and equipment to do ministry. That's why Paul could say, I am what I am, because of the grace of God. What God does through us is by His grace. It's not by us. It's by Him. Okay. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Therefore, as we abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Okay, 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So whatever God asks you to do, you know He's going to supply the grace for you to be able to do it. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And He said unto me, this was Paul wanting him to take this thorn in the flesh off of him. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Okay. Galatians 2:21. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. In other words, here we get into works again. Want to frustrate the grace? Start working it on your own. You'll find out real quick, He ain't here. Galatians 5:4. That's something. That's frustrating. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. Jesus is the Spirit of grace. To frustrate the Spirit of grace? Pretty serious. Galatians 5:4. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You're fallen from grace. So those in the body of Christ that want to go back under the law, you're just cutting off your nose to spite your face. You're cutting God out, the Spirit of grace out. Okay, 5:4, okay, this is Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved. Can't be saved any other way. For by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So faith is in operation where grace is in operation. Ephesians 3:7. 5, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. That really, what Vine says about the power and equipment to do ministry, you really see it in these scriptures by Paul, what he says of how God's grace was on him to do what he did. You look at the scriptures and you think, how in the world was it possible for this man to do what he did? Grace. Okay, Ephesians 4:7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And he's talking in context here of the ministry, fivefold ministry gifts. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Okay, let me see here. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now we see love added to grace, faith, and love. All right, 2 Timothy 2:1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Titus 3:7. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. 4:16, Hebrews. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We have to be careful, even though things are hard, to not get bitter. Okay, James 4:6. That's the last one. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. How can we lose with what we use? The grace of God.